Today I am really honored to help us jumpstart this poem. It's called Invictus. It is one that I was not really familiar with. By the way, I'm going to stop. Everybody say hello to Anne from Eastern Iowa. She's here for the very first time. And be sure and say hello to my friend John Smith, who's here with us for the first time this morning. I want to read to you this poem. And the reason I want to read it to you is that it was the favorite poem of Congressman John Lewis, who made his transition recently. Trying to think how I want to get into this. Everyone has spoken about Congressman Lewis, and perhaps no one better than the three presidents who spoke at his memorial service yesterday. So I really don't know that I have a lot to say, but the one thing I wanted to point out to you, and I want to read something to you, and I'm going to take issue with something that I consider to be sacred. I listen or I read IMDb all the time, International Movie Database, because I'm a movie nut. And so I'm always looking at movies and things. So I looked up the movie Selma this morning, and it said, a film based on the historic 1965 march led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that helped guarantee equal voting rights for black people and galvanize the civil rights movement. Now, the reason I'm taking issue with that was the march from Selma to Montgomery was not originally on Dr. King's schedule. That was led by now deceased Congressman John Lewis. And what struck me as I was listening to these memorials about it was he led these people on a march from Selma to Montgomery. And some people believe that the reason you'll see in the movie or you'll see in the pictures, he is wearing a light tan raincoat. Some have conjectured that he knew that they were going to be beaten. And if he wore a light colored coat, it would show the blood easier. Now, here's the thing. When this man led this march, or attempted to, and they were beaten while praying, they knelt down to pray, and they were beaten. When John Lewis led this march, he was 25 years old. 25 years old. My daughter is 25 years old. I can't imagine that. What an inspiring man. So I want to read to you what Congressman Lewis considered to be inspiring. And let's share and comment on it. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Two jump starts ago, we talked about Hamilton, and we talked about how Alexander Hamilton was the predominant writer of the Federalist Papers. Originally, there were going to be 25. They ended up being 85. And Hamilton wrote 57. I see a connection between Congressman Lewis and Hamilton, and that is that in both cases, they knew that if they stood up for what they believed in, Hamilton's case, he could have faced the gallows. Lewis's case, certainly being attacked and beaten. And yet he never gave up. This man continued. He scheduled a sit-in just a few years ago on the floor of Congress. It takes incredible guts to steer a nation, because You're steering people. I was listening to a podcast yesterday about the coronavirus in the Philippines and how basically when people were tested positive, they were quarantined. And they literally said, if anyone will not wear a mask and not be quarantined, the president said, shoot them in the head. That's what he said. To stand up to any sort of authoritarianism, knowing that you're going to suffer, is incredible. Let me read this one more time. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. In both cases, Hamilton and Lewis sought to evolve the United States of America. Congress, Hamilton, by getting Congress to adopt, but first the people to ratify, Congress to ratify, rather, but first the people to get inspired about the Constitution. Lewis, of course, was dedicated to voting rights and the rights of everyone, equal rights in this country. I'm going to rewatch the movie Selma this weekend. It's got some of my favorite stars, Giovanni Ribisi, Oprah Winfrey, Stephen Root, who is in literally everything. He's so good, you can't hardly spot him in movies. Because I want to remember Congressman Lewis, and I want to remember what transpired back then. I posted recently that I was a person of privilege. And when I did that, white privilege, I got attacked by a number of people. Because it's interesting, when we as white people say that we do indeed experience or enjoy privilege in this country, some people get threatened and afraid that what is going to happen is that that privilege is going to go away. That is believing in a scarcity mentality. And that is what Congressman Lewis sought to teach us, that there is no scarcity, that we tend to think of society as a line of people, with some people in the front and some people way in the back. What society needs to be is a circle, people holding hands, working together, looking one another in the eye, making a difference in this world. I had never heard of John Lewis until about 5 or 6 years ago. I think it was when I read about his connections to Barack Obama. I read Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope. And then when I watched the movie Selma, of course, I saw him there. And they call him the conscience of the Congress. What do people call you in your groups? Do they call you the complainer of the group? Do they call you the one who shows up late, irritated all the time? Do they should call you the one who always has the most problems? Or do they call you as the conscience of the group, the person who keeps things elevated, the person who keeps things focused on that which is good and that which is important? You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your own soul. I love that. I've actually written out some jump starts, and I'm going to be talking about that a bit more in depth. But think about that. What does the captain do? The captain steers the ship. You steer your ship. You don't have to try and steer the country the way John Lewis and the way Alexander Hamilton did. But you need to at least steer your own ship now more than ever. And that means steering your internal ship, steering what goes on in your head. Because first it goes on in your head, and then it goes on in your world. Today, remember, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. So let me take a look at your comments before we say TTFN, so I go and do my meditation with our complaint-free meditation group. I see a lot of welcomes to our new people. That's awesome. Thank you all. Welcome, 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 Ann and John. Welcome. Dominic says, welcome. Such bravery in knowing his soul was unconquered to the end. Very inspiring. First time from Manassas, Virginia. Great to have you, Joan. Everybody say hey to Joan. Greg Thornton, welcome, Ann. Welcome, Joan. I own a place in McLean. Been to Manassas often, says Greg. How interesting. So inspiring. Thank you, Michelle. Cynthia Barcher says, welcome, Joan. Yes, I am. Welcome. Hola, I get it. Gail says, yes, she's the captain of my soul. Gail says, good morning, and thank you for that word. Hi, guys, showing up super late here. Cindy, you were always on time. No one is ever late. Eric says, welcome, Joan. Jeanette says, welcome, Joan. So, this is such a big thing, I just wanted to acknowledge it, and that is that I just see a statue to this man. I just see, imagine 25 years old. When I was 25 years old, I had just graduated college because I failed the 10th grade. And I had my first job selling radio advertising, and I was scared to death all the time. And he led the march, people young and old, from Selma to Montgomery. Thank you, Will, for bringing forth these connections and inspiration. Bless you, Cynthia. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you. If you're here for the first time, just like my page. Then you'll be able to know when I'm live and when we're contributing new information and new things. And also, thank you all for share. Click share right now. Remember, share is not just a headliner in Vegas. Share is not just Sonny's ex-wife. So, everybody give us everybody focal. First day with new lips. Every day, everybody focus on the hurricane moving out to the east for me. Would you please hold that for me? One to rerun, says my buddy Mike. Thank you so much. 10 minutes now, 10 minute warning. We're going to be in our complaint-free meditation group. If you have not checked out complaintfreemeditation.com, it is going to change your life. I don't know why that keeps showing the little Will Bowen graphic. It should not do that. If I go and type somewhere else, it must be a glitch. So, Lynn, I think you were asking me about Streamlabs OBS. I just discovered a glitch. Anyway, thanks very much. The funeral yesterday was very emotional. I think, setting aside politics, if you excise the political part of Barack Obama's speech yesterday, that was one of the finest speeches I've heard in the last 10 to 20 years, I would say, period. I just thought it was delivered well. I thought the word structure was good. I thought it was awesome. Everybody needs to read John Lewis's books. There you go. Listen, everybody, make it a great day. Make it a great weekend. Be safe. Wear a mask. And I will look forward to seeing you all Monday morning. Take care. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free.